This is Wade Rathger, the Chief Organizer's Report. No surprise that the survey shows the rich don't think like the rest of us. The rich conquerors have been organizing in Illinois to elect their own and decimate the social safety net in that state, long regarded as a progressive liberal bastion under both Democrats and Republicans on many core issues. Republicans tended to be moderates, able to understand the value of unions and public employees and work with them, and Democrats tended to be Obama better, but for the most part, old school, go along, get along types. In recent years, a half a billionaire hedge funder was elected governor, has proven to be a radical againer of the first order. An article in the Times detailed how unleashed personal spending and political donations from rich Republicans and Democrats are trying to unsettle the status quo there to make Illinois their personal playground rather than an even playing field. The piece mentioned a small but in-depth survey done under the auspices of Northwestern University a couple years ago with anonymous one percenters that opened wide a window into many of their highly retro compilations of their own interests with the rest of the population. I looked up the survey with the rather ungainly title of Survey of Economically Successful Americans and the Common Good. The takeaways aren't pretty for the most part. Some are self-serving in the extreme. These were interviews, after all, and few were surprising. Nonetheless, it's worth taking a look at what they say when they put their cards on the table. Members of the 1% feel federal and elected officials are part of their entitlement. About half had been in touch with their U.S. senators, which is way more than Joe Republic. They pick up the phone quickly, and they expect to be heard. Many tilt toward cutting rather than expanding popular entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare. Most favor charter schools, merit pay, and other market-oriented education reforms. More than two-thirds say the federal government has gone too far in regulating business and free enterprise. The 1% are obsessed with the federal budget, no matter how little they understand it, while members of the general public, 57% at that time, think the economy and jobs are the nation's most pressing problem, and only 5% of the general public thinks it's the deficit. 1% may not like politics, but they follow it closely compared to the general public, and they don't mind spending money to buy their way. They claim to care about the common good, but can't seem to prevent themselves from seeing it through their own experience, so believe market-based miracles and private philanthropy are solutions which they understand and support rather than government. In short, if the rich of Illinois are any barometer, if you're hoping for a fair deal and some decrease in inequality, don't wish too much on the stars of the 1% unless you're prepared for harder times, less support, and more disappointment. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.